Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I know I haven't been on in quite some time, and I definitely apologize about that. I need to be more consistent, but I hope everyone is doing well, and their week was serene and cool, and you're just basically living the life that you always wanted to live. If you're not doing it now, you'll definitely be doing it later. Sorry, just lighting up some candles. So this episode, I want to talk about being on a certain vibration. And that's why people can't see you. Okay, so I thought about this. I had this thought come out of nowhere, I believe, last week. I'm looking for it now. Let me see. I better find it. It was just last week. Sorry, I'm looking for it. While I look for it, I'm just going to talk about it. Okay. So basically, when you are healing and you're in a certain vibration, and when you are working to make the best of yourself and you have a good heart, I seem to think that certain people should see me because of that. And it frustrated me when people didn't acknowledge it, when people didn't appreciate me, when people would look over me or try their best to play me. You know, like, it was definitely a situation for me where it was just consistent and I had these consistent emotions. And I just wasn't really, like, happy, you know. And it made me question myself a lot. I questioned myself a lot, which, you know, I of course, became my worst enemy. And I wasn't feeling that. You know, but something came in my head where it was just like, if you are a high vibrational being, how do you expect low vibrational humans to see you if they're not on your level? Let me repeat that again. If you are a high vibrational being, how do you expect low vibrational humans to see you? And it made me think, like, wow, that is so true. Like, yo, if your heart is pure, if your spirit is clear, and you're looking to heal and you're healing and you are elevating, how do you expect people who are not on that to see you, to appreciate you, to be grateful for you? How do you expect that? It make no sense. It make no sense. Like, that ass. I really had to think about that. I understand, like, majority of my life, the people that I wanted to see me like that wasn't able to see me like that because that's not who they were. And that's totally fine. They could be in a different wavelength, vibration, or even dimension, but they're not on the same one as me. But the people who are of the same one as me, and I'm not talking about people who tell you, because everybody, a lot of people will tell you, oh, we're on the same vibration. Oh, we the same. I definitely understand. I go through that. I realize that don't mean a fucking damn thing. Words are just words. It's air. Okay? You talking, but you're talking air. All right? I don't see a damn thing. Okay? It's when you feel people's energy, when you feel a connection, when you're able to understand them and they can fully understand you because they move just like you, is when you realize they're on the same vibration as you. Mm-hmm. You're not going to doubt who they are and what they say they are, because they won't have to say it to you. They will just move in a certain way and show that to you. And that's something that I had to realize for quite some time. Like, okay, it hurt. It has hurt that people, a lot of people in my life hasn't acknowledged me, or I want to say acknowledged, didn't fully appreciate me or saw me for who I truly was, but that was lessons for me to become who I truly am and be authentically who I am. So instead of me being a person that's always there, instead of me covering myself because I probably felt ashamed that person may judge me, or instead of me like not standing up for myself because I was afraid of arguments, I had to really be one with who I am and be like, fuck that shit. Fuck it. And crumble the expectations that people had for me. Like, literally take it, crumble it in my head, and throw it like Kobe in the trash can or out my universe. Like, I really like threw it out, like, you know, with a basketball, like dead ass out my universe, like Kobe on some real, rest in peace. But you know, like, I realized through my life, people had expectations for me. The girl who will always be there. The girl who will always check on them. The girl who will always be kind. The girl who will always let shit slide. The girl who won't speak up. And it's like, oh, nah. Y'all got me fucked up. And the thing about me, I don't know if this is other Scorpios, but the thing about me is that when I switch up, I do it unexpectedly. So I may not give no warning. I may just switch up and really keep it moving. And I can't explain it, because one day you probably be like, oh yeah, we good, and you know what I mean? Or now for me, I will let you know. I will be very transparent on how I feel. And if you ask me or you don't ask me, I'll definitely put it out there in the air, see your response or whatever. And I'll just watch. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you how I feel, or I'm going to ask for us to meet up. And then I have a very watchful eye, so I will stand back and see how everything continues. And if I see that everything is still the same, or not to my liking, or it's just not what I want to fuck with, I will definitely change unexpectedly with no problem. Out of nowhere. Because people will have you fucked up. People will have this ideology of you and think that's who you forever be. But a shorty like me, I'm going to change. I'm going to grow. Through my life as a Scorpio, as I said in previous episodes, we go through a lot of deaths and we go through a lot of rebirths. So I know when I have a rebirth, my ass is going to change. Okay. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I still remember seeing that fucking play in elementary school. We went to a college to go see it. And I don't know why that play will always be in my head. And it's basically, I don't remember the full story, but he definitely turned into another character. Like, I don't know if he took
some poison or medication, but he definitely turned into somebody else. But it was just two people in one. But for me, it's multiple people in one person. Like, when I change, I mean, I feel the change. And honestly, for me, it's fucking beautiful. For other people, it's like, this bitch here. And it's like, nah, I'm not a bitch. I'm a whole motherfucking queen. Fuck is you talking about? Like, I'm a fucking empress, high priestess. You know, I think I'm still working on the high priestess thing because I had to really look into it. But I know I'm a full-on empress. I'm a full-on queen. By the way, excuse my alarm. I have a watch that goes off at a certain time, and I haven't fixed it. It's like something that I hear every night, and I'm just like, oh, okay, that's the time. But yeah, I feel like when I go through deaths and rebirth, I'm just carrying different aspects of things. I don't know if that's weird for y'all to hear. I don't give a fuck, but I'm gonna tell y'all anyway. Like, I feel like when I am going through my death, which equates to dark times, I'm learning things, I'm growing from things, and I'm taking it to my rebirth. And I feel like a butterfly is evolving, but I'm evolving into different things. Like, I feel like I evolved to a butterfly or a bird, or I evolved to a princess. Or I evolved, maybe I'll evolve to superwoman one day, you know. I feel this part of me, the way that I have evolved, that I'm going through my rebirth now, is very powerful. It's one of the most powerful ones I have ever had. And because just with how I change my whole self. Like, I'm changing my whole self. Like, I work out every week, and how my body is changing, how my hair is growing, how my skin is looking. Like, even how I feel, or the things that I'm letting go of, or I notice clearly, is like, what do I call this rebirth? The sensual queen who you don't fuck with, like the high vibrational sensual queen you don't fuck with. Like, it's such a beautiful rebirth for me. And I feel it in all spectrums, spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. You know, getting my health better, because I had a tiny health scare. So getting my health better and getting my mental better with meditation, and also certain things that I'm eating, and even my emotional better, checking my emotions when I see and feel something, you know. It's just a beautiful rebirth for me, where I feel like this one is going to bring so much positive things in my life. And I'm telling you this because, like, you also could do that. You could also change yourself. There was things that I didn't like. I didn't like how I was feeling about myself. I didn't like certain things about myself. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to change and make that change. And I feel like you all are able to do that. And I'm telling you, as my testimony, you can. And it can happen for you. You just have to really put your foot down and say, this is what I'm going to do in order for me to prosper in my own life. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 I felt that. But yeah, I was saying, you know, even when I was at my low, I was still on my high, if that makes sense. You know, because when you think a certain way, like you're sad, mad, upset, depressed, and stuff like that, or you eat unhealthy, or you don't do things that's supposed to connect with spirit, you are very low vibrational. And that is true. You complain and shit like that, you're not grateful, you're low vibrational. That is true. But I still feel when I am in that stage, I'm still high because of my heart that bleeds love, that pumps love. That sounds better. Because of my heart that pumps love. And I don't let people affect my spirit. So I still practice empathy. I still want to give love. And I believe in love. And I know that love is going to come to me. Even with the challenges I go through, I'm still grateful. So that's how I know. Though I have low vibrations, I still stay high. Okay? So with that being said, with me staying high, how the fuck do I expect low vibrational humans to see me if they can't even see themselves, if they don't have the qualities that I have? How could they appreciate it when they fumble the bag? Huh? How could they appreciate that shit when they keep fumbling the bag? My nigga. And I feel bad for people who be fumbling me, y'all. I feel very bad. Because now I got to put you on my shitting on you list. I got to put you on my list of the... You know how to Kill Bill? She had the list of people that she wanted to get revenge on, that she wanted to kill. I have a list of people that I'm shitting on, a mental list of people I gotta shit on because you tried it. You tried it, motherfucker. You know? People say, oh, move on, forgive. Those people are still on you. If you still, no. That shitting on list encourages me. It makes me want to be a better woman. There's other things besides that. But that list, when it's calculating in my head, it makes me want to really go off and go in. You know? What's that song? Motherfucking paint, nigga. What you think, nigga? I don't know the name. As you could tell, I don't really know the words. But, you know, go in a motherfucking paint, you know, like, means go hard, I think. I believe it all. So with that being said, like, that list, it really pushes me. And I love it. I love when people underestimate me. I love it so much. I wish people knew how much that I love getting underestimated, because they probably wouldn't want to do it. They probably wouldn't want to do it because that shit makes me go hard in the motherfucking paint. Okay. But you ever in a sense where you just like feel people don't see you and it just keeps happening to you? Always think like that. How the fuck low vibrational humans supposed to see me if I am a high vibrational being? I guarantee you a lot will make sense. A lot will make sense. And you won't be out here sad, upset, mad. You will accept it and you'll move on with your life. And I guarantee those people who made you feel like that, they will move on with their life, of course, but they're always going to be looking back at you while you're moving forward. I guarantee you. Well, I hope this resonated with somebody and it made somebody feel better. Nothing but peace and blessings.